I remember reading some stories of Ajahn Chah teaching lay people herbal medicines. I know some Tibetan monks practice medicine. Is there such tradition in Thailand? Are there any stories of Ajahn Chah healing people physically with traditional medicines? Ajahn Chah was very knowledgeable of herbal medicines. He was very knowledgeable of the uses of different herbs and plants and leaves and trees and roots. And it used to be really fun to walk around the forest with Ajahn Chah, and if you got him going, you're just asking a couple questions. But what's this for? Can it be used for something? And then if you showed an interest, then he would start pointing out the uses of different. So he was very knowledgeable, and that was not uncommon at all in especially the forest monks of former generations. There weren't any doctors, there weren't any hospitals. Like when Ajahn Chah was growing up, Ubon had a hospital, and I think it was the first hospital in the northeast of Thailand. It's about a third of the population of Thailand. And then when even when I was first got there, there was probably three, maybe hospitals in the northeast of Thailand, Khon Kaen, Udon, Ubon, so you go there and you just wait forever. it's just the way it is. When he was growing up, they were, just going into town as a village person, that was a big deal. So that you grow up learning these things and these skills. He wouldn't practice medicine per se. He would look after, the monks at where he was living with, and in the Vinaya, the monks' discipline, there's rules against practicing medicine, and the Buddhists really keeping it as the vocation of the monastic is an alms mendicant. And one doesn't, earn one's living by being a doctor. One earns one's living by walking with an alms bowl. But it doesn't mean that one doesn't have knowledge, and in appropriate circumstances doesn't pass it on. An example of that is he was one of the kind of head villagers at the International Monastery. It's like in Wat Nanachat, and that village, there was many of the people from the village used to walk over to Ajahn Chah's monastery. It's about 7 kilometers. Every lunar observance day, every week, walk over in the morning, offer food for the meal, take the precepts, listen to a Dhamma talk, practice meditation, and stay for the evening, do chanting, meditate, listen to a Dhamma talk at night, and then after morning puja was over, then walk back to their village. And so that there was this one person, his name Pom, he said, all these people are going over to Ajahn Chah. And he had a lot of doubt. He was a real doubter, and incredibly stubborn. So he went and started asking Ajahn Chah all sorts of questions, and he had all sorts of doubts, and how is it possible as a layperson to live in the world and follow these Buddhist teachings? It just seems impossible that you can keep the precepts and as a villager and as a farmer, and actually he'd met him before and gone back and forth with different doubts and questions, and finally he came one time and he was really going to sort of get an answer from Ajahn Chah. He said, questions and arguing back and forth. I was like, for about 3 days and three nights, back and forth. I mean, that's seriously stubborn. And then he finally passed out. He just collapsed. And then Ajahn Chah, he put some these urns of water around him, and then sat meditating. And then when he woke up again, he sort of came to. Ajahn Chah was just sitting there peacefully, and he said, "Don't ever argue with monks. Don't do it again." But then he said, if you really want to keep the precepts as a layperson, and you really want to put these teachings into life, I'll teach you how to be a herbal doctor. And he said, I've got lots of knowledge. I'll pass it on. Then that way you don't have to be raising animals or killing animals or hunting, because it's northeast of Thailand. How it used to be in the old days is that you'd plant a rice crop. You'd have a small little garden at your near your house, where you'd have some chilies and some garlic and a few herbs, and then everything else you collected from the forest, vegetables, or you hunted, trapped, shot with some thing or other. anything that moved basically was fair game. So it's more like a hunter-gatherer type ethos, and so it was a big deal to not. There wasn't a market economy. There wasn't anything like that. So Ajahn Chah, so he did. He trained him how to in his knowledge, and then when, of course, he'd been around for quite some time, and when I went to Wat Nanachat early days, the beginnings of Wat Nanachat, then he was well known as a person who kept precepts, and two, he was a herbal doctor. He would be invited to different villages, and he usually would ask for the precepts lead the lay community in asking for the precepts and leading the chanting on the lunar observance days. So he was a very upright person. And it was Ajahn Chah who taught him how to do that. There's sometimes Ajahn Chah would give advice to us as monastics of different ways of treating illnesses, and he was quite knowledgeable, quite skilled.